It is Nick and Cecil filling in on a big fun Friday for Stokely and Zach, and we go to that hotline to talk to our guest, our guy, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, if the Broncos are moving up in this draft, would you say that's more likely, or would a move back be more likely? You can only choose one, not staying put. So do you think they'd move up? Or they'd move back? Which one's more likely as we sit here on April 2nd?
I really think for a quarterback, can you let me know first if Atlanta passes on, on taking a quarterback?
Atlanta takes Kyle Pitts, the first tight end to ever go in the top five, because people are saying he's Calvin Johnson of tight ends. That's not too far off, by the way. So the Falcons go Kyle Pitts. What do the Broncos do?
They try to move up to 5. And get the fourth best quarterback. There's we're talking about the big five, right?
Right.
And the guy they have as number 4, which, you know, might be Mac Jones. I don't think it'll be Trey Lance. That doesn't or maybe Justin Fields, although I wrote about this today on 9news.com. Justin Fields to me is a perfect fit for Carolina. Matt Rule, Brady, with the offense those guys ran in college a couple of years ago.
Right.
I mean, you bring in Fields, you build that offense around him on day one, and then you trade away Teddy Bridgewater. Mac Jones would fit Pat Shurmur, pro style type offense more than Fields and Lance would, and you know, both of those, both Fields and Lance especially has to, I think, sit a year. He's really raw. He's rusty from not playing last year.
Right.
But he's also mega talented. I mean, he would make sense with the 49ers, with Garoppolo. So would Fields. He would make sense with Atlanta, with Matt Ryan. Both those guys, it'd be interesting if Mac Jones is still there, and I think Mac Jones would still be there if Atlanta, as you say, takes Kyle Pitts at number 4, then, you know, or Justin Fields is there, I think the Broncos would try to move up to number 5, but I'm just guessing there.
So, Kliss, what do you feel? Let's continue with what's more likely game here on the Stokely and Zach show, Nick and Cecil sitting in for them, and let's move the needle for it. What's most likely to happen? Will Drew Lock be a starter for the Broncos moving forward, or could we anticipate him being a backup? What's more likely to happen?
You know, I've kind of said this all along. You know, if it's Mac Jones, Drew Lock would be the starter. If it's Justin Fields, Lock would opening day starter. You know, eventually those guys, I think at some point in 2021, at the bye week, wherever your bye week is, if it's midway through the season, that maybe is where you put in the rookie quarterback.
Right.
But I still think if you had to put odds on it or where you would put a nickel, it would still be that the Broncos would have a veteran competition with Drew Lock. And when the draft is over on day one, so on April 29th, you know, that night, the Broncos, you know, after the 5 quarterbacks are gone and the Broncos don't have any of them, then I think the Broncos could, you know, would make a move for one of the incumbent starters on the teams that did draft a quarterback. That's or Nick Foles. Is a possibility with the Bears, you know, now that they're talking up Andy Dalton, like he's Andy Dalton of 2011,
right,
or 2012. That's another type of pie. I still think that's the leader in the clubhouse, is somebody like that to come in to compete with Drew Lock as the likely scenario for the Broncos in 2021.
He is Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider. And Kliss, you're my guy now. I need you to give me a scoop or just hit me with the truth, baby, because I feel they need an upgrade at the running back position.
Yeah,
how do they do that? How do they, you know, is it a draft? I'm not saying at 9. Nobody's saying running back at 9. But, like, maybe second rounder, right. Third rounder. Is running back maybe a larger thing than most people are like, oh, let's get defense and pass rusher and where's the linebacker and all this. Like, maybe running back should be in those first three picks?
Yeah, I don't think George Payton wants to take a running back in the top three rounds, in the second or third round.
Okay.
But that was where he was before Philip Lindsay left. And you know, I know he likes Boone, the new guy. They do think he's got a chance, Boone, to be a backup type guy. Bellamy, I'm not sure he can be the perimeter pass catcher. You know, he's a small guy too, but he's kind of like Philip Lindsay.
Right.
I think, you know, the fourth or I think they're going to get a running back in the draft. I do, but I'm more apt to think fourth or fifth round than I am second or third. Could be wrong about that. Again, I think that was George Payton's thinking before, Philip Lindsay left.
Well, there's some good value. If they wait till the fourth or fifth, there should be some good value there, Mike. So I like what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, in today's day and age, it seems like when we talk about how interchangeable running backs are and just how many good ones, you know, productive running backs there are in the NFL every week, you know, fantasy. Cecil, you're the king of fantasy in this town. every year there are what? Three or four undrafted late round running backs that have big games that have, you know, that win a fantasy a week for you.
Mike Davis won a lot of fantasy championships last year.
Yeah, exactly. You got to find Mike Davis again this year. The Broncos used to be the king of finding those type of guys.
Mike Shanahan
Shanahan was. Bobby Turner. They don't have either one right now. And so, but yeah, I think Curtis Motkins and Shermer have to find that running back in the fourth or fifth round this year.
Well, Mike, every time this year after free agency, everyone comes out with their grades, trying to gauge how well the GM did in free agency and acquisitions. But the one grade that I feel is the most important comes down to the guys in the locker room. I know a lot of guys are not here for the offseason, but there's still some guys around. What type of grade or what do you feel the vibe has been for some of those guys who've been in town as it pertains to one George Payton?
I think, first of all, that they would give them high marks just because they brought Vaughn and Justin Simmons back and Shelby and Kareem on a discount. You know, I'm sure Kareem's not happy with George cutting his pay from $10 million to $5 million. But, you know, the players and whether this is, you know, I do think it's worth, you know, some people have second guessed whether you should bring Vaughn back at now $19 million. He gets another million, right? The rich get richer with the 17th game. But they, you know, whether or not that was wise to bring Vaughn back at $19 million. The locker room is glad that Vaughn is back. That's no ifs, ands, buts about it. That's unanimous in the locker room that it's good to have Vaughn back this year. And Justin Simmons, George Payton told me once, you know, when he first got the job with the Broncos, he called about 30 of the players that he inherited. And he said about six of them asked him, is Justin Simmons coming back? And so that tells you what the locker room thought of Justin Simmons. And he got that done. And he didn't have to wait till, you know, July 15th with all the drama, Simmons holding out during the offseason. All of that is avoided. He got him done and he got him out of the way. So that's where he got the most marks. They also filled the cornerback needs, which on paper looks good. Darby and and Fuller are proven cornerbacks. Fuller's had more success than Darby. You know, Darby looked better on a little better on tape this past year. He got a little more money. So it appears on paper anyway, and you never know. Elway won March every year. I always said, you know, he won the March Super Bowl every year, and then all of a sudden, Juwan James looked good in March. He didn't look so good when he wasn't playing in September. You know, a couple of years ago, Bryce Callahan looked great in March. Barely seen him on the field the last couple of years. So you got to wait and see. They're all incompletes. But right now, everything looks good for the job Peyton has done, except for he hasn't quite been able to. And I think he will here. I think he will 3 weeks from now. But I don't think. But right now, it's incomplete at that quarterback position.
Well, when grading one, Mike Kliss. Mike, I feel like I'm Ralphie's teacher in Christmas Story. It's like A plus, 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 plus. That is Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider. Mike, always a pleasure talking football with you, man. Be good, and we'll see you soon.
Keep it up, guys.
There we have him. Mike Kliss, 9 News Broncos insider here, Nick and Cecil, and of course Mike Kliss, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.